Daniel 1, Day 4, Concerning the Style of the Word, and Concerning Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat. We also wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows in her midst we hung our harps. For there they who took us captive asked of us the words of a song, and they who made us howl asked for gladness. Sing for us from the song of Zion. How shall we sing the song of Yehovah on the ground of a foreigner? Psalm 137, verses 1 to 4. Concerning the Style of the Word, True Christian Religion, number 241. In respect to the Word in heaven, it is written in a spiritual style, which is wholly different from the natural style. This spiritual style consists of mere letters, each one of which involves some meaning, and there are lines, turns, and dots over and between the letters and in them, which heighten the meaning. With the angels of the spiritual kingdom, the letters are similar to those used in print in our world. Among the angels of the celestial kingdom, they are with some like the Arabic letters, with some like the ancient Hebrew letters, but curved above and below, with marks over, between, and within them, with every particular of these also involving a complete sense. Such being the nature of their writing, with them the names of persons and places in the word are expressed by signs, by which the wise are enabled to understand the spiritual and celestial significance of each name, as by Moses. They understand the word of God written through him, and in general, the historic word is meant. By Elias or Elijah, the prophetic word is meant. By Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord in respect to the celestial divine, the spiritual divine, and the natural divine. By Aaron, the Lord's priesthood. By David, his royalty. By the names of Jacob's sons, or the 12 tribes of Israel, the various constituents of heaven and the church, and like things by the names of the Lord's 12 disciples. By Zion and Jerusalem is meant the church in respect to doctrine from the Word. By the land of Canaan is meant the church itself. By places and cities there on either side of the Jordan, various things pertaining to the church and its doctrine are meant. It is the same with numbers. In the copies of the Word in heaven, numbers are not found, but instead of them, the things to which the numbers correspond. From all this it can be seen that the Word in heaven, in its literal sense, is similar to our Word, and at the same time corresponds to it, and that they are therefore one. It is a wonderful fact that the Word in the heavens is so written that the simple understand it simply, and the wise wisely. For the letters have many turns and markings over them, which, as before said, heighten the meaning. The simple pay no attention to these marks and know nothing about them, but the wise give attention to them, each according to his own wisdom, even to the highest. A copy of the word, written by angels who are inspired by the Lord, is kept by every larger society in its sacred repository, that the word may not be changed elsewhere in the least point. The word in our world is similar to the word in heaven in this respect, that here too the simple understand it simply and the wise wisely, but this takes place in a different way. Concerning Babylon, Apocalypse Explained, 1029. Babylon, or Babel, means the church consisting of those who, by means of the holy things of the church, strive to gain dominion over the whole world, and this by dominion over the souls of men, claiming to themselves authority to save whomever they will. And these finally seek dominion over heaven and hell and make it their own. And to this end, they draw and transfer to themselves all the Lord's authority as if it had been given them by him. The church consisting of such is very different in the beginning from what it becomes in the process of time. In the beginning, they are, as it were, in zeal for the Lord, for the Word, for love and faith, and especially for the salvation of men. But in that zeal, the fire of domineering lies hidden, and in process of time, as dominion increases, it breaks out. And so far as it comes into act, the holy things of the church become the means, and dominion itself becomes the end. And when dominion becomes the end, the holy things of the church are applied to that end, and thus to themselves. And then they not only ascribe the salvation of souls to their own authority, but they also appropriate to themselves all the Lord's divine power. And when they do this, they pervert every good and every truth of the church, and thus profane the holy things of the church. These things are Babylon. Questions. While we are on earth, what does it matter to know about the word in the heavens? Does the word occur to you as simple or complex? Would it be more effective if it were written in a different way? How might you express the significance of Babylon in your own words? Could there be such a thing as Babylon in the new church? What questions come to mind when considering these readings? What observations?